Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Reach the Peak podcast. I'm Quinn Lovett, also known as Bashno, and I'm joined by my good friend, Ukulele. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Always.
Yeah. I'm very happy to be here. I'm not as big of a speedrunner as other people that you might be having on here, but I'm very happy to be here and provide my commentary.
Get a mixture of everyone.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, we always start, we're going to start, just tell us who you are, where you're from, your background and that kind of thing.
Well, my name is Layla. I've been around the place. I was actually born in South Africa. My parents are both Kiwi. My parents are both Kiwi. They grew up and married in New Zealand, moved to Australia, and had my brother. And after that, they moved to Singapore in South Africa, where they had me. And I lived in South Africa for about 8 years until I moved to the Philippines. And I was there for about 3 years until I moved to Australia in 2015, where I've been ever since. So I've been living in Australia for about 9 years now. I will say I'm much more rooted here than any other place that I've ever been. I miss South Africa, of course, but this is kind of feeling a lot more homey. I'm quite rooted here. It's quite nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
So that's sort of been my upbringing, I guess, for stuff that I do outside of gaming stuff, which we'll get into more than enough for sure. I dabble in a little bit of music. I definitely wouldn't call myself a musician at this point, just because I don't practice nearly enough. But
I don't practice. The pain, the nails scratching on the chalkboard.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's not what anyone likes to hear.
Especially
I'm too busy gaming. I dabble in a bit of music. I've actually done some study. I've done some TAFE for anyone who knows about that from Australia. I guess there's not really much to me other than the fact that I really like games and I really like listening to music. I have a big interest in both mixed together. I love the field of game design and music composition for video games. That's sort of something that I really vibe with. And there's not much more to say about my life up until now. That's just sort of where I've been.
Fair enough. And what are you known for, online or just in general? What would you say, mostly not got people to know who you are?
If I had to say something, it is undoubtedly Celeste.
Yeah.
So I have been speedrunning Celeste for about 5 years now. I want to say I picked it up in around about 2019, 2020. And I've been speedrunning ever since. I played through the game casually in about 2020 or 2019, and I just got completely stuck into it. I absolutely adored it. We had a free end of a period in high school science, and I was sitting next to my friend who had a lot of games on his laptop, and I was like, hey, I want to try out the Celeste. I've seen that and it looks interesting. So I tried it, played a few screens, and I was engrossed immediately right from the start. So I went home, bought it, and I think for 2 days I did nothing but play that game. I was so engrossed.
I think I did that for a little bit longer than 2 days.
Oh yeah. I think I beat Core, because this was before Farewell.
Yeah.
Stopped playing it, and then eventually I found Celeste speedrunning, picked it up, and it was just sort of all downhill from there, in the sense that was all I did. Celeste means a lot to me, just with what it's what it's done for me and with how it's sort of been a part of my life. But that's a tangent. One thing led to another. I really got engrossed in Celeste speedrunning, and I'm not a big part of the Celeste speedrunning community, but I have some, I'd like to say, pretty impressive accolades in the game. I have a Celeste sub 30 at the moment. My PB is 29.07, which is one of my proudest milestones. Getting sub 30 in the first place is absolutely my biggest accomplishment. I think there's almost 200 people who have achieved that at this point in time, which is incredible. But yeah, I am definitely most known for Celeste speedrunning on Twitch. That is what most people know me for. Well, pretty much everyone knows me for. I want to say a pretty impressive showing in the Celeste Any Percent tournament, at least for the group stage. I got a really nice PB in the group stage. I landed about third seed in my division, and then was immediately knocked out, like double eliminated immediately. So impressive is patting myself in the back too.
It's
much.
Still
but
impressive.
In my defense, I had a really good round one, and then I had to focus on something else for a little while, and when I came back to do my other round, I was very rusty, so that was a very unfortunate showing, but I'm very proud of it still.
That's fair.
My computer just... there we go. Almost went to sleep mode. other than that, I have also done some Celeste speedrunning for the organization called Oz Speedruns, which, I'll probably get into a little bit later. Additionally, I think one of the only things that I would say that I'm known for is, Shadow Generation speedrunning, which is a, Sonic game that just came out, a few months ago, like a month and a half ago, that I've been super engrossed into. Celeste has taken a backseat for a little bit, if you'd believe it, if you could believe it.
It looks pretty fun, I'll say.
It's really fun. I am loving it. I'm shooting for world record all stages, no wings. And it's such a fun category. It's such a fun game. And I haven't been super active in that scene either. But I've been playing the game so much, and I've been talking, and I'd say that's what I'm most known for.
Yeah, nice. And I guess on the topic of Oz speedruns, it kind of goes into the next question, but I know from what I've heard being around the OCE community and stuff, obviously there's not really many speedrunning challenge gaming events in New Zealand here, but I know that Oz has quite a big community for it, relatively, right? It tends to be a lot of speedrun stuff going on, from what I've heard.
Well, to answer your question on what the gaming scene is like in Australia, not really very big.
Big compared to speedrunning.
Yeah, I will say in Australia, there are, a few separate speedrunning events or organizations that sort of do things around Australia. But Oz Speedruns is the poster child of just speedrunning in Australia. I'd say it's the biggest speedrunning marathon organization in the country, and just in the region, really. This year, our biggest event raised about $30,000. And last year, we actually topped that with about $35,000. So it's a pretty big event. And I've been running Celeste for them since 2022. Say Oz Speedruns definitely feeds into the bigger gaming community, because in terms of other things,
I hear about them a lot more.
They're definitely the main talking point for Australian gaming communities, because I've actually met quite a lot of friends through that, and that sort of opened my eyes to how big the scene is here just because I didn't really know there were so many people, but I definitely say even still, outside of that, outside of speedrunning specifically, I don't think that there's much of a presence, or at least a connected community from my perspective. From what I know, there could be a whole bunch of huge groups or organizations that I'm just completely not aware of, but I'd say, yeah, Oz Speedruns is probably one of the bigger scenes in Australia.
Yeah,
for sure.
I feel like with big events like that, I feel like I would have heard, like, them on, you know? Like, I feel like I would have heard, like, a big event. Like,
I was introduced to Oz Speedruns through another Australian Celeste community member who has since moved to America, the bloody traitor. he said, hey, there's this speedrunning marathon going on. This is in about 2020. There's this one speedrunning marathon going on. It's online. They normally do in person, but this one's online because of COVID. You should sign up and join. So I submitted Celeste True Ending, and that was my first ever speedrunning marathon. After a while, I think I just sort of didn't follow them after that throughout 2021, and I just sort of started getting back into things in 2022, so on and so forth. And I'd say that it's gained a lot of traction, especially in the recent years, just with how much money it's made. It's raised so much. This year was one of our biggest years because we had four events going on, which was absolutely incredible. Because normally we only have two, maybe three, but this has been such a big year for us and it's been awesome. Yeah,
nice. So, yeah, did you like find out from the community member? You just kind of got into it, and then what was like the process of like getting into being part of that community and stuff?
Just really just going to events, honestly, because
Like doing meetups and stuff with people.
Yeah. It's like going to a speedrunning marathon, the only way that you're going to get to know people there is by going up to people and talking to them. Like, a few of my friends have also admitted that it's like I haven't really gotten into that they haven't gotten into talking with other people until like one or two events ago, but sort of integrating yourself into the community really just takes finding your niche, finding your people in that community, and also just talking to people outside of that and just in the community. It's just sort of a very social event. Oz Speedruns puts community first, which
like
I
very
really
niche,
like
genre of gaming. A lot of people like find a lot of like family and like communionship in that.
Yes, definitely. Like, there's so many people who are just massive nerds there who have just found their people, myself included.
It's not really other esports, like traditional esports, but
definitely not. It's it hurts my head thinking about huge esports scenes and stuff like that, just because it's no comparable to this. It's definitely a lot more niche and lesser known, but oh my god, I'd still say that speedrunning has carved out a name for itself and will continue to do so for many years.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice, thank you for that.
Not a problem.
Yeah, it's cool to just find out what other people are going to, like community events and that. And
I would like to go to
some Oz events if I can.
For anyone interested, the biggest Oz Speedruns event, Oz Speedruns Marathon, or ASM, has just been announced very, very early, actually. Normally it's much later in the year, closer to the event, but it's, I believe, this July in Adelaide, in South Australia. For anyone interested, yourself included, it would be awesome to see you there, Basha.
Yeah,
oh my god.
I'm gonna try to go.
It's absolutely insane.
I'll actually be able to meet people from...
Oh my god!
Crazy.
No way, it's crazy! I can't believe it!
Bro,
no way!
So many people online, where I'm like, I need to meet these people. But then I was like, yeah, I live in New Zealand, how fun.
Yeah. I mean, With this, it just kind of feels like these are my online friends, but they're almost like in-person friends first. They're IRL friends first. And it's absolutely incredible because you kind of meet these people in person and you only get to see them once every so often, but that once every so often is like a family reunion. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite like it, honestly.
Anyway, you wanted to talk about early games inspiration?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, my main, I think I'd ask, did you speedrun before Celeste? Like, did you speedrun games or?
Yes. Yes, I did, but Celeste was like the first
like
time that I really, yeah, it's the one that I like said, this is going to be my thing. I'm going to actually like dedicate a lot of myself and a lot of my time to it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do you want to talk about early games?
Early games. well, when I was a kid, I think when I was about like 5 years old, I got my first gaming console. Around about that time, I don't remember if I got a Wii first or a DS, but the first console that I owned that I didn't have to share was a red Nintendo DS Lite. And that I got that with a copy of New Super Mario Bros., which was the lesser thing, and Pokemon Pearl. And Pokemon Pearl was, I put hundreds of hours into that game. Mm. That was my childhood. Before that, it was just a lot of Club Penguin and Wii Sports.
Oh, Club Penguin, no.
Oh, don't get me started with Club Penguin. That was my childhood, man.
Same. Oh, my God.
But,
just give me flashbacks.
Oh.
Like Club Penguin, I'm like, no, man. Oh, all those hours.
Oh, my God. All those hours, so many Puffles. Oh, I miss them.
Yeah. I miss them all.
But yeah, I played a lot of Pokemon growing up. I think, oh, voice crack. I played a lot of Pokemon growing up. I, just so much Pokemon. That was, my ADHD hyperfixation growing up until other games took its place. And I was like, oh, there's more to life than just Pokemon. That's crazy.
Nah, there's not. It's a lie.
Oh,
it's only
bugger
Pokemon.
Me then. Bugger me. Oh, I guess I've been playing Celeste all this time. I guess it's just all
it's
been
actually,
a lie. Crazy.
It's actually Pokemon Celeste.
Oh, no way. Yeah. No way. When was this announced?
the crossover game coming out. I'll play it.
Yo. But, yeah, I think beyond Pokemon, which I've poured thousands of hours into over my lifetime, my childhood, I think it was a lot of Minecraft, obviously, a lot of
like
Minecraft YouTube. Everyone remembers their Minecraft phase. It's crazy.
I used to play hardcore.
Oh, yo, I was nowhere near that ambitious at the game at that point.
That's all I even did. I don't think I really did much else.
So
I was
true.
Just a masochist even at an early age.
So true. Minecraft was a big one. I am the Sonic fan in the fact that I've never really played many of the games, but I love Sonic. So Sonic wasn't, I didn't really play a lot of Sonic in my childhood, but I watched like a lot of Sonic on YouTube. Consumed a lot of the media and it was so good. I loved Sonic. I just, that damn blue hedgehog.
He's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool.
He's a pretty cool blue hedgehog. He's blue.
Yeah.
He's a blue hedgehog. When do you ever see
that? He's blue. Blue, I tell you.
Yeah. Except for when he's not.
Except for when he's not, but we don't talk about that. apart from that, like, Sonic and Minecraft kind of dominated sort of my early teen years. And then I discovered a funny little game franchise called Xenoblade Chronicles. Which a small little JRPG franchise that you might have heard of, and oh my god, I I watched so much Xenoblade from, believe it or not, Chugga Conroy. The classic. He had a Xenoblade 1 playthrough that I watched to no end. After watching it, like, about 3 times, all, like, 120 episodes, I got the game on 3DS, and from there, everything just grew. I'd say that is probably one of my favorite franchises in video gaming ever. It's absolutely incredible. And I think, that game kind of introduced me to, like, Xenoblade Chronicles X, once I got into it, kind of introduced me to the concept of min-maxing, which is kind of, aside from speedrunning, one of my niches that I really like in gaming. It's one of the things that's super attractive to me. It's not something that I do so much, but I think it's definitely a very attractive genre, subgenre of games. That and gambling.
Let's go gambling!
Let's go gambling! yeah,
don't
so...
gamble, if you're watching.
Don't gamble. Don't gamble. Unless it's digital slots, in which case do it responsibly. Like digital, on... like Pokemon slot.
Unless
like
on a screen, then you can gamble.
Unless, yeah, but like not real gambling, like virtual gambling that you don't use money on.
Man, I love loot boxes.
No, stop talking. but yeah, I think Splatoon actually, now that I think about it, was probably, aside from Celeste and Xenoblade, the biggest impact on my entire life. That game, Splatoon 2, consumed a lot of my life, and that kind of introduced me to my competitive side, where I discovered that I have an unhealthy relationship with losing things.
Exactly the same.
a few of my friends and I that I met through Xenoblade also liked Splatoon, did like Splatoon, got together like a Splatoon team, didn't go anywhere. We did like one or two very amateur tournaments and we got like eliminated immediately, but it was super fun. I really enjoyed playing with them. We sort of like stopped really calling ourselves a competitive team soon after that, but I always liked Splatoon. Would always like disappear from it for a few months and then come back to it and find myself enjoying it even still. And then Splatoon 3 came out a while after that, and that game is awesome. It's huge, and I've done competitive things with that. Once again, never really gone anywhere, but Splatoon really introduced me to competitiveness.
I really like Splatoon. I don't have any Nintendo products, though. Like, I don't have a Switch.
Oh,
so I can't play.
Oh, you gotta get onto that.
I know.
Yeah, so Splatoon, big competitive thing, and that feeds into speedrunning, which is more of a healthy manifestation of that. Mm. But with speedrunning, I want to say I really got interested in speedrunning through a creator called Scott Falco, who's quite popular. He did these, I forget the name of the series, quote-unquote, that he did, but it was, I think it was like Shaving Seconds or something, where he would do like very like fast paced, like,
yeah.
From like bit to bit, like teaching you the route of a speed game. And
like
he
a
did
tutorial kind of thing.
Yeah, like a very, very quick tutorial, like not in depth, but it showed you like a general route.
That's crazy.
Yeah. it was fun, and I was like, oh, I wanna do that. So I watched his SMO run, episode, excuse me, and I did some SMO, and that didn't really go anywhere. I got a few PBs. I want to say my PB is like an hour 40, maybe 2 hours, but from there, that kind of just sort of spiraled into like a very casual obsession with speedrunning. The next game that I really did it with was Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which I chose probably the worst category to run, but it was I did New Game Plus, which is just the walking simulator because you're so strong that you one-shot everything.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I put a decent amount of time into it. It was crazy.
It's a bit like the New Game Plus for Horizon. Game Plus is like, oh, kill the machine. It's like, okay, give me one sec. And it's dead. It's like, bro, it's are you
instantly
serious?
Dead.
It's like, is that it? That's the game. It's like, funded destroying. Grenade. Oh, I won.
Grenade.
It's like, dude, are you serious? This is it?
That was like another thing for my Xenoblade obsession. But the first game that I look at and say that I really grinded was Deltarune. Deltarune Chapter 1. That was very... It was much less casual, but I played it a lot. And I really wanted to get into it. I think I got sub 30. This was before I knew how to stream or had like a PC. I just had a crappy Microsoft Surface Pro laptop could barely run games.
They're like a little iPad thing with a keyboard, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you're talking about.
And it couldn't run games. It couldn't really record. I didn't know how to record. So I just timed myself on like a stopwatch and, I think I got a sub 30, which is pretty cool. Not good right now, but, that was my first foray into speedrunning. I was like, oh my God. Well, first proper foray. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. So I didn't really touch speedrunning. I always wanted to, until I found Celeste, and like I said, I played through it a couple days, didn't touch it for a while, and I think I one day stumbled across it in my feed, TGH. So, 2752 any percent, or whatever it was, and that was like, I didn't realize that this could be done. It was crazy, and... I watched it and I loved it and I watched a lot of TGH videos about Celeste, his Celeste PBs, and he just became such a big inspiration for me. I think he is my absolute biggest inspiration in ever in gaming, I'd say. Without him, I don't think I would be where I am. It's like a combination of things, but without him, I never would have gotten Celeste speedrunning again. Over the course of a month, I meticulously went over the Ben Teasy any percent tutorials, which by today's standards are not very good, but I learned it, and I think my first time was a 52 minute run in Celeste. I just kept on going, got into the community, one thing led to another. I'm not going to give my whole autobiography, but, it was absolutely insane. Without TGH, I never would have gotten there. Some other games that I really speedrun, kind of just include, like, HK, and Shadgens. HK, I've never done a HK Hollow Knight. I've never really done any runs of Hollow Knight before properly. But I've put a lot of time into the game, and I have a few friends from OSB runs who have taught me some runs. Yeah, so I'll get there eventually, guys. I'll get there eventually. I'll learn the game. I'll
you have access to some pretty good teachers. I'll just.
Oh yeah. I this is what networking does for you.
Yeah. Real. People, don't be afraid to talk to people.
Exactly.
Especially in this community. I feel like speedrunning and challenge gaming and shit, everyone's very like open and accepting.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like people get too shy to like message like their idols or whatever, like to ask like, hey, how do I do this or whatever.
Oh yeah, no, it's
very
like
accepting and will help you.
I just don't be weird around people, but also like don't be afraid to be authentic and be yourself.
Don't be a stalker.
It's like, yeah, you like what? At one point, I was like watching this one person on Twitch who became quite a close friend, and I was like, oh my God, this person is like a top runner. They're so good at the game, whatever. And I watch their Twitch stream so much. And I kind of just realized, it's like, holy shit, this guy is just a normal dude. And I just started talking to him. Sorry?
We're mostly just people.
Yeah, yeah. No, top runners are just people, man. It's insane just, like, how little of, like, a disconnect there is between that. It's just, oh, man, this person is just like me, for real, except they're really good at video games, at this one specific video game, this one specific subset of this one specific video game. Yeah, so it's...
skill, you know?
Yeah.
Some party trick. What can you do? Oh, I can beat this one game really I'm really good at that.
Yeah, but I just remember thinking, it's like, oh damn, so, like, top runners are just people, and now, like, I know a lot of top runners in Celeste, like, quite closely. Like, I wouldn't say they're, like, super close friends, but they're good friends that I talk to quite a bit. And I, yeah, networking, it's a drug, like none other. Yeah, like, just if you network a lot, then you'll just kind of figure out that it's like, oh, these people are just like normal human beings, and that kind of just creates such, like, it closes the barrier, and you kind of just realize that,
yeah,
you can just be yourself. Like, you don't get to know people just because they're a top runner. That's like very parasocial. Yeah. But
like, get involved, yeah, in a community that, like,
yeah,
you know, you enjoy and just, like, have fun around.
Eventually, yeah, yeah, exactly. Eventually you'll carve your niche, you'll find the people who you really get along with, who really help you, who are really cool. You'll get to know those top runners, like, the more and more that you just sort of talk with people and bond with people, and it's crazy. Networking is just such a powerful tool, and not only does it help, like, socially, it also helps with your gameplay, because the more that you get to know people, the more that you know people who are willing to help you, and the more that will increase your game. For me, I gotta give a shout out to Tier98, who is my absolute goat. He is just someone who I've gotten to know and just sort of vibed with, and he's helped me a lot. I'd say that he's definitely helped me get better at the game, and that I wouldn't be as good at Celeste as I am at this current moment without him. And I wouldn't have gotten to that point if I didn't, like, sort of network and sort of get to know a lot of individual people throughout the Celeste community. Networking is such a drug, and I have a lot of social anxiety, I'll be real, but I will say, just if anyone's looking to get into speedrunning, don't be afraid to post your times in, like, a community Discord, to start talking about in, like, the general channels, just about the game. Find people that you vibe with that are really cool, that will help you, that you can share things with. It's awesome. Just the sense of community. I myself need to embrace it more, but it's just such a big deal. Not just within, like, speedrun communities, but, like, well, yes, general. Within speedrun communities, but just in general.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. Just if anyone wants to get into speedrunning or Celeste, then just don't be afraid to talk. Social anxiety be damned. Like,
you're gonna love it, you know?
You're gonna love it. I have and
it happens.
Yeah. You'll find your people. You'll find your people.
Yeah. There are people out there that will, like, have the same interest in you. You just gotta, like, look for it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's a little bit scary, and, like, you're not gonna mesh with everyone. there are going to be cliques. There are going to be sort of like subsets of people and friend groups within a community.
That's just how society works.
That's just how society. We live in a society. that's just how things work. You're not going to get along with everyone. So just sort of like understand to cut your losses. Like, you don't have to be friends with everyone, but just so long as you have like are in a good relationship with the people who really support you, and you just really put yourself out there, then you'll find your people. And yeah, like, no matter who out there is in the community, no matter what drama there is, you'll find your people.
It was kind of like all basically life experience. I was gonna ask about life experience. That's kind of everything.
I guess I have more to say about life experience if you want me to go into like stuff outside of gaming. Sure. But
yeah, I think there's a lot of benefits to speedrunning and stuff outside of gaming.
Well, I'd say that speedrunning has definitely impacted my mind in some ways. It's not like
in a good way, guys. Not negative.
In a good way. speedrunning's definitely impacted my life in a lot of ways, mainly socially. I'd say that one of the biggest impacts that you possibly can have with speedrunning is socially. And just with networking that we've already been going on about for about like 15 minutes or now. Yeah. Or something like that. Time blind. I'm mental blanking. speedrunning, I definitely understand why is that it's kind of conditioned my brain. Just sort of like with optimizing things and just sort of like understanding how to do things. I think the biggest part is the learning process, because speedrunning is very much so equivalent in certain ways to learning a bloody instrument.
Lots of practice and time, lots of practice, lots of time, lots of dedication.
Yeah,
because people see the actual run and they don't see the countless attempts trying to just learn a skip.
No, it's insane. Like, if you're just learning, if you're just trying to figure out one specific like room or section of practice of like a level or something, then that's just the same as wrong a lot. No, you'll get the skip wrong, but it's just sort of like practicing. It's just like practicing like a few bars or like a chord progression in a song. It's very akin to that.
The more you do it, like the repetition kind of, you know.
And it's like, you're not gonna start out good, you're not gonna start out great, you're probably gonna be really shit at it to start out
with. You might get frustrated. It happens.
You'll get really frustrated.
You will get frustrated. No might about it.
I will say, I think it's definitely more generally appealing to people than learning an instrument, purely just because there's base fun to be had there outside of speedrunning. And like the game itself draws you in to want to continue this than an instrument, I will say.
I think how I'd say it was, speedrunning isn't a necessity, whereas learning like chord progression and stuff for songs is.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't know the chord progression, you're not going to do very well, like, solo-wise, like, if you were going to try that and stuff, you know? Whereas, like, speedrunning's a side project. You can still have fun playing the game how it's intended to be played, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'd say there's definitely that big dissonance between that and music, but at the end of the day, it's all the same. Speedrunning has definitely had such an impact on me, specifically with Celeste. I'd say that game, in particular, forms incredible practice habits, purely just because once you get into the nitty-gritty of it, and you start using practice tools and like save state tools, and you start learning how to optimize things, you start getting into a flow, you start understanding things, and that translates to other speed games and other skills. It's like I feel a lot more competent with sort of like guiding myself through things. And like watching how other people do things and learning from others. It's it changes the way that you learn about things, learn about skills that you want to take up yourself. It's absolutely insane. Yeah, but speedrunning, I will say there are, as big into speedrunning as I am, like, it's kind of like a not the totality of like gaming for me.
Yeah, no.
It's one of those things that I will hyper-fixate on. I'm not just a speedrunner. Yeah, it's like, it's just, I have very chronic ADHD. So it's one of those things that I will go through a month or two episode of just hyper-fixating on and doing nothing but that, pretty much. See, that's
how
just
my challenge gaming mind works. Because I'm more a challenge gamer than I am a speedrunner. But I see, I go on Steam, and it says 10 achievements left. And I'm like, I need to get them. I need them. They need to be mine.
For me, it's like the way that I can translate that.
What I'm playing
is
like 70% achievements clicked. I'm like, it's not 100 though.
It's not 100.
It doesn't say 100 yet.
It's not 100.
It has to say 100%. Otherwise, it doesn't count. I haven't experienced the whole game. Even when the achievement is absolute bullshit. It's like, I need to experience what the devs intended.
Yeah.
And then, you try and do the achievement, you're like, man, did the devs really intend this to be an achievement?
Oh, why, yeah, no, I've heard you ramble on about the Ender's Nine and stuff like that.
Stuff like that. It's like, why? Why is this exist? It's okay though. But yeah. Mm. I think I cut you off.
No. I was basically just saying, like, the way that I translate that and apply that to speedrunning will just sort of be like, oh yeah, I see those few seconds that I can save, or like how achievable this minute barrier is, and it's like, I'm not done. Yeah, I've still got stuff to shoot for. Yeah, yeah. but I will just
OG Mario Bros. Speedrunner, in which case I don't know how much better you can get, man.
Oh my god, don't talk to me about Mario.
I don't know how much closer you can get.
Mr. Speedrunning, oh my god. But yeah, where's I gonna go with this? bugger it all. but I completely lost my train of thought. God damn it.
It's okay.
Speedrunning. Oh yeah, I'm not just a speedrunner. It's one of those things that I'll hyperfixate on for a month or two and just do nothing but that. I'll just be thinking about that completely, entirely. And then like I'll just sort of, once I either like sort of burn out or sort of get tired of it, and just sort of like need a break from it, I'll move on to like something different. And generally either that's like playing through a game casually, but most of the time it's like min-maxing or optimizing something like Splatoon, like improving. Like I'd say that speedrunning definitely has affected my mind and just sort of the way that I approach things, like it just improvement and like the need to feel good at something, which speedrunning really fills a good void.
Yeah.
Because you're able to feel better about yourself with being good about that speedrunning than you are at like most other things, because if you're playing Splatoon or any other esport or competitive game, then you're constantly comparing yourself to other people.
And there's also that like big ending, like victory, defeat, you know.
Yes.
It's not really like a defeat or victory. You're like competing against, a lot of the time in speedrunning, you're just competing against yourself to like improve what you
can do.
You know, and it doesn't feel like you've like failed in a way, you know?
I'd like to differ, but like, that's a different point.
Yeah. But I feel like there's not really anything saying like you lost in speedrunning.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Losing.
There's no losing.
Run. There are bad runs, and there are runs that you kind of wish you can take back and like do better, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not like you've failed to do the speedrun.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's what happens.
the one thing that I really wanted to touch on was how speedrunning has improved my competitive mindset, because you're competing against yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, speedrunning is constantly about self-improvement, and in competitive games where you're actively, like, one-to-one competing to try and beat the other player, speedrunning does have that competitive aspect with racing,
yeah.
But there's that dissonance because you're not actively in the other person's game, and also you're trying to improve your own times. It's like, it's very self-reflective. And I think has channeled that, like, toxic compulsion to need to be good at something, has channeled it into something more healthy and self-constructive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I really love about speedrunning, because it just kind of takes competitive urges and sort of molds it into something else. It regulates them. Yeah, that's a good word for it.
That's fair. I guess, on the topic of racing, do you do much racing? Like,
no.
No, you don't race that much?
I'm not a very big racer, and it's because of that, what I mentioned, just sort of, like, me not liking losing too much. I like to feel good at the game.
I feel like
and,
every time I do a race, I end up, like, messing up easy scopes, because I'm like, oh, goddammit. Because I get the pressure of, like, someone's racing me, and they're gonna do the easy skip super easy, and when I, like, mess up a skip there, I'm like, that's easy, whereas, like, really not that easy. You know?
Yeah.
You're like, that's an easy skip, and everyone's, like, watching, like, that's an easy skip. It's like, yeah, that's easy, right? Everyone can do that. But, you know, it's like, you just get nerves. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah. That's how racing goes. It's like just sort of, like, it's stupid, famous, petty nerves.
Yeah. You know, we talked about TF2 before. Like, there's a thing called jumping, like rocket jumping races.
Yeah.
Where they play soldier and whatever. There was, like, a rocket jumping tournament. I can't remember if it was last year or, like, 2 years ago. But one of the races, they DC'd like at the start of the race, so they didn't even, like, start moving, right? And the rules are, like, if you DC when you can't just stop. But the guy who was racing had no clue that his opponent DC'd and started messing up easy shit halfway through and, like, panicking. It's like, he's not even running. And he's like, I messed it up. It's like, bro, calm down.
It's all about nerves. And you just need to calm down.
And he's like, man, I lost. They're like, nah, your opponent disconnected. He's like, are you serious? Like, yeah. He's like, man, really? it's just nerves that gets to you.
Yeah.
Like, you can't see where your other, like, your opponent's at, and then you kind of stress about it.
Yeah, like that's
your own head.
That's one thing that I observe with, like, streamers. Like, I watch big streamers who, like, aren't necessarily speedrunners, or, like, YouTubers who, like, make videos about speedrunning, documenting the process, and it's just sort of like they get in their own head and they make it, like, a big deal, even though what they're doing, of course, it means a lot to them, like, once I said, a journey of personal growth. But it's like, if you're, like, comparing yourself to a top runner, it's like, it's not that big a deal. It's like, oh, this is super casual, even just doing the things that they're doing, even from, like, their own perspective. But, like, they get in their own heads and they think it's like, oh shit, this is such a big deal. And even as an experienced speedrunner, it's hard for me to not feel that way as, like, my first run of a category. But, like, it's just doing something again and again and again. And that doesn't just mean practice, that means doing it full game. Because you will have so many attempts that just go nowhere, that just die.
Especially
it happens.
If you play,
like,
games with RNG like I do, why do I do that to myself?
The speedrunner over here,
you go
who only plays deterministic,
like,
games.
You get into the first fight, you're like, please, and it's like, nah, you can have the worst luck you've ever seen. It's like, are you serious?
Not me over here who only plays deterministic games.
You go into the room, you're like, time to do really well. So the game has fucked me. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See it.
I play games that have very little impact with RNG to begin with. Yeah. I play mainly deterministic games where
I just find fun anyway. And a lot of them have RNG, so it just happens to be that way. I'm like, God damn it. Why?
Yeah.
I just speed, like, all the games I speedrun is because I found the game fun first. Like, I didn't intend to speedrun it. I'm just like, I wonder if I could do this. And everyone's like, that's an awful speed game. I'm like, yeah, I realize that now.
But I had fun.
I'm having fun.
But I had fun. Yeah. Yeah. So I think I've said my piece on whatever we're talking. We tangented so much there. Oh,
this
gosh.
Is great. This is awesome.
this is great.
This is the whole point, is just to talk about gaming.
Talk about gaming. Yeah.
That's the goal of it all.
Go outside and play your nearest video game right now.
Yeah, real. Go touch grass while holding your Nintendo Switch.
So true.
Go, it's so true. Just take it outside. You can do it. Prove those haters wrong.
Prove the haters wrong. You can take it wherever you want. Technology exists for a reason.
Yeah. Let me just bring my PC everywhere. Just lugging around this, like, giant box behind me. They're like, what is this? I'm like, this is my Halloween costume. You know it's December. Nah. Halloween every day. Let's go, baby.
Oh my gosh. is there any other questions that you sort of wanted to ask me?
Yeah, do you know, or do you have any, like, future goals with speedrunning? Or, like, and if you do, like, how would you, you know, advise people wanting to get into this type of, like, playing video games? Like, what would be your advice for people who are like, I want to speedrun, but I don't really know, you know, I know the community and stuff, but I don't really know how to get into it.
If that Ooh. Works. Yeah, I'll tackle the advice question in a bit. Sort of, as for my goals with speedrunning, the big one for me right now, Celeste Any% 26. I have mid 26 Celeste Any% Summer Best right now. Mm-hmm. And I know that just if I keep on doing full game runs, if I keep on playing the game, then I'm so easily able to get 27. It'll happen eventually, and I know I'm 100% capable of getting 27, getting top 100, actually. I think at the moment I'm like 120th or something close to that.
Oh, yeah.
I can get it back, because when I got my first sub 30, I was like 69th, and I was,
it's crazy.
I was really proud of that.
Evolve.
Yeah.
Especially, like, because my first, like, speed games was Super Meat Boy. And, like, looking at the times now, you're like, man. Like, it's kind of crazy to think about.
Leaderboard, like, inflation is real.
Yeah.
It's like, what can I tell you?
Now I have to get even better time to place that position.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, I know that I'm absolutely 100% capable of just smashing my times and just... absolutely getting up there.
I destroyed my time by 2 seconds, guys. Let's go.
Let's go.
Here
it's going to be more like 2 minutes. But yeah, I think that's the absolute big one for me right now. My goal. Celeste 27 has been such a pipe dream. Celeste Sub 30 has been a pipe dream. And then I got it and I was like, what the hell do I do with my life now? But that's the big.
Do it faster. That's it.
Just do it faster.
That's the answer to every life question. Just do it faster. There you go. I solved life. That's crazy.
Yeah, but apart from that, I've definitely got a few smaller goals. I'd say my big goal outside of that, because Celeste has definitely taken a back burner at the moment, because I'm playing Sonic X Shadow Generations. And my big goal for the moment is Shadow Generations, all skills, no wings, world record. And I think, oh my god, I think you were there for that, but I had such a heartbreaking run just before, where I was on near world record play at pace.
Yeah,
I lost it. So hopefully I should be able to get that soon, but I do want it. I know I can get it.
I believe
You believe. Oh, thank you.
I believe
you.
In everyone. Everyone's goals, if they work hard enough for them, I believe will come true.
Hell yeah. But beyond that, just with games that I want to learn and want to speedrun and want to do well in, I'd say the main two on my list are Hollow Knight AllSkills, which I've got quite a few very talented runners and friends who are there to teach me, and I've already learned a little bit of it, but that also taken a very back seat to things. Oh, you're okay. That's also taken a very back seat to things that I'm doing. But yeah, apart from that, it's also SMO, Super Mario Odyssey. Nice. I've like I said before, when I was first getting into speedrunning, Super Mario Odyssey was one of the first things that I really did. And I, at the last Oz Speedruns event I went to, I met someone who I think is like top 20, who has a sub hour, and I was just sort of talking to them and just sort of like, hey, what the hell is going on? I want to do this. And they've sort of been guiding me. Like, all my focus is on Celeste and Shad Gens right now, but those are two games that I just really, really want to play. Like, those are such attractive runs to me, and I really want to play them. I guess beyond that, sort of adjacent to speedrunning, I really want to grow my Twitch channel. I kind of want to keep doing that, but like ADHD.
You'll
and
be
executive...
linked in the description as well. All your stuff.
Thank you. I'd really appreciate that.
I mean, I feel like it's common courtesy, right?
It's common courtesy. I'm just very used to this sort of thing.
Yeah. Now that I've interviewed you, I will not send anyone your way.
Oh no!
Why would I do that?
Absolutely abhorrent. What the hell? But yeah, like growing my Twitch channel. That's a sort of more adjacent thing. I really want to try and make a living for myself. Sort of make more of a name for myself. For that, I need to start streaming more, which I do plan on doing. But it's
stress when I stream.
It's hard. It's tiring. It's But I do want to do it. It's not going to stop me.
And then I get stressed streaming speedruns. Good for me. Yay.
Yippee!
Man, we are dating this fucking video.
Yippee Kid is eternal. It's been around for years.
Oh, no.
It will never stop.
Everyone, like 2060 watching this. Like, what do they mean by that? No, they'll like turn to their friend.
But yeah, I guess
their friend is an alien. We've discovered space exploration that time.
We've just started.
we've done it.
But yeah, to wrap things up, advice for others looking to get into speedrunning. Really, the only advice that I can give, well, I can get more advice than this, and I will. But the main advice that I can give is just do it. I'm not going to try and make this sound like a fucking Nike commercial, but...
This is secretly a Nike commercial, guys.
No. That's exactly the opposite of what I'm trying to say.
This whole episode has actually just been a Nike commercial this entire time.
Shit. But yeah, just don't be afraid, because anxiety is such a potent hindrance. It really stops you from doing runs. Like, just don't be afraid to just play the game, to just do things, to work on it. Just do runs. If you're on the fence about it, then just go and do it. Take the shot. Take your shot, learn the game, it's fun. On that topic, don't force yourself to play if you really don't find yourself having fun. I have
something a try. And then it's always okay to like give something a try and then be like, this isn't actually funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Yeah, I, like, just have fun. Just play as much as you have fun with. If you don't find yourself having fun with a particular strat, or with a particular level or category, then just don't force yourself. Just, the speedrunning is a hobby that is supposed to be fun, and people have fun in optimizing the shit out of things and pushing themselves to ungodly degrees, but that's not going to be fun for everyone. Speedrunning can be casual. Speedrunning can be very casual, so, like, look into it. Don't push yourself.
More of a push for casual speedrunning.
Sorry?
I will say, I do think there needs to be a push for more, like, casual speedrunning.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd agree. I remember when I was commentating Celeste's Any% tournaments before, there would be some, like, newer players running in the tournament, and it's actually kind of interesting to sort of see newer runners compete and just play the game. Just it's very cool to see casual speedrunning, and also it's just very fun. That's kind of how I got into things, and eventually I sort of started combining all of, like, the things that I find fun in speed and just gaming, and that turned out to be my accomplishments in Celeste. But I will warn, don't play a game more than you can, more than you want to, really. There's no point to pushing yourself if you're not having fun with a game. If it just feels like a chore, then, like, it's a good idea to re-examine, like, what you find fun, how you want to play the game, and just sort of reapproach things.
And that's okay, because I've, like, you turn out like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I've burnt myself out from Celeste so many times, and there was, like, a few years when I started where I was just nonstop keeping on going, but now it's really not as big of a highlight as it was, or as I'd like it to be. That's not to say that I'm not going to keep running it, but it's so easy and so possible to burn yourself out of games.
Yeah.
And to that extent, if you just don't find yourself having fun with a game, just drop it. Like, if you want to keep speedrunning, there will be other games. There will be other opportunities to find that expressive outlet. But there's also a time where you just kind of have to say goodbye to something. And you just kind of have to let yourself, like, part ways with it. And if you're still having fun with a game, you have to be realistic with sort of your own expectations and what you want to do, what it feels satisfying and motivating to you. If you don't have the motivation, then you can't really improve yourself.
Yeah.
But adversely, if you love the game that you're playing and you really want to keep on running it, once again, don't push yourself. But if you really, really want to start improving yourself, to start pushing yourself to do things in speedrunning that you didn't think were possible, that you didn't think that you could do, then I just have to say, talk to other people and watch other people, because I would not have gotten where I am without pulling up, like, a few separate runs and just watching what they do. It's like, oh, so these inputs that they do, so they do this, this, and this instead of what I'm doing. Or, okay, they do this way different, this route differently from me. And that's admittedly difficult to do on your own, but I will refer back to my networking spiel that I had earlier, where just get invested with the scene, like, talk to other people, because speedrunning is a collaborative thing where you're trying to push a game together, and even if you're working in yourself, there are people who want to bring you up, who want to help. So just find other people, look at other people and what they're doing, and really, like, be meticulous with practice within reason.
Yeah.
Within reason.
Within reason.
But it's, like, all I can say is just like, examine what you're doing, examine what other people are doing, and, like, help can go a long way. And yeah. I guess that's my advice for anyone who wants to go into Celeste speedrunning. I mean, hey, I'm not going to complain with more runners, but
yeah.
That's my spiel for anyone who's looking to get into speedrunning as a whole, because that is sort of the experience that I've had. And I would like to say that even though I'm not a top runner by any means, I would like to think that I have at least some authoritative experience on it.
You're a pretty good runner.
Thank you. but that's my inspirational piece.
Yeah.
I don't have too much more to say about it, but I think that's me.
Yeah. I think we'll wrap it up there. That was
Thank you so much for having me, Basha.
Yeah, of course. Always fun. As I said, Layla's do you want me to put your Discord in the... I guess I will.
I mean, if you want.
All the links will be in the description. You know, Twitch, yeah. YouTube, all that. So go and check her out.
Yeah. You can find me on twitch.tv/YukuLayla. I have a YouTube channel. I'm just going to do the self-shill. I've already started it, so you can't stop me. Self-shill.
Mute. No.
No! you can find me on twitch.tv/YukuLayla, where I do mainly Celeste speedrunning, but I'm looking to branch out into some more casual stuff and grow my Twitch channel.
Yeah.
Do some Shadgen speedrunning and stuff like that. I have a YouTube channel where I post a lot of my post all of my PBs and VODs. Not VODs, but PBs and highlights that I really want to share and submit. Which I might be thinking about doing some edited content on there in the future. Crazy. Who knows? You can, as Basha said, find my Discord in the description below. We hang out there quite often, and it's just a nice place to vibe. It's a really nice place to vibe. So, yeah, thank you so much for having me, Basha.
Of course. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next time. Bye. Say bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. Layla's pretty cool. And as mentioned, her links will be in the description of the YouTube video. I think I got the audio balanced pretty well now. And bye.